Gabe, I need you up here just for a minute, okay, bud? And any of the children, you're welcome to come on up. I got a couple of friends I want to introduce you to, and I want them to introduce you to a couple of friends that they have. So come on up here for a minute. Well, good morning. Is it ever nice to have you all in the church? That's awesome. And you know you've been absolutely wonderful. And I thought, I want to introduce you to friends of mine. Many of you probably know Tony and Lori Ann. But what you probably don't know about Tony and Lori Ann is that they've been away from home now almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
And where they've gone, they went to South Africa. And they're doing missionary work with Iris Ministries. And you know who they work with most of the time in South Africa? Kids. Children. Little ones. Normally about 7 to 10, though, right?
Actually, 5 to about 15.
5 to about 15. So, I thought it'd be great if you wanted to actually listen to them about what they've been doing for the last little while, and then we'll have a prayer together. How's that?
Okay. And a song.
Now, I'm going to ask you, can you sit down so that you can see, so that everyone can see the slides? Great. Do you guys want mics?
So one of the things that we find ourselves doing a lot in South Africa is singing with children, children just like you. And I'm going to try and teach you one of the songs that we do. It's called Rockstar. Rockstar. So here's the part you're going to sing. Let's see if I can get you to sing. You're going to sing, no, no, no. Can you do that?
No,
no, no. No, no. Try again. No, no, no. No. I don't want to be a rock star. No, no, no. I don't want to be a pop star. No, no, no. I don't want to be a punk star. No, no, no. I just want to be a star for Jesus. I don't want to be a rock star. No, no, no. I don't want to be a pop star. No, no, no. I don't want to be a punk star. No, no, no. I just want to be a star for Jesus. I want to bang my head, bang my head. I want to jump for joy, jump for joy. I want to shout out loud that I'm a star for Jesus. Got it? Let's see if we can do that again. And there's an end part after the next time when we're going to say rock star and you'll say no. And then pop star and you'll say no. And we say Jesus. And then you'll say yes. Think you can manage that?
Yes.
I don't want to be a rock star. No, no, no.
No.
I don't want to be a pop star.
No, no, no. No.
I don't want to be a punk star.
No, no, no. No. No.
I don't want to be a star for Jesus. I don't want to be a pop star.
No, no, no. No.
I don't want to be a rock star.
No, no, no. No.
I don't want to be a punk star.
No, no, no.
I just want to be a star for Jesus. I want to bang my head, bang my head. I want to jump for joy,
jump for joy.
I want to shout out loud,
shout out loud
that I'm a star for Jesus. Rock star.
No.
No. Pop star.
No.
Punk star.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, this little amplifier, which didn't work, has been a vital piece of equipment. It's battery-powered, it plays anywhere, and I have used it extensively. It didn't work here for some reason. Whoops.
Oh, well, you can't have everything. So I want to thank everyone who's been praying us through our journey. We're right in the middle point of our time in South Africa. And when we were sent off in November, Lorna prayed over me at the 11 o'clock service, Isaiah 54, verse 1, which paraphrased is, blessed is the woman who has not had natural children, for she will have more children than those who have had natural children. And although I am a stepmom, thanks to Tony's son, I'm not a physical mom, but we have picked up so many South African children as our kids. Some of them call me Tunny, which means aunt. They were supposed to call us Oma and Opa, but we're actually even closer than that. We became aunt and uncle, and some of the kids call me Mum, and some of the kids call me Yella.
So here's another question for you kids. Do your mom and your dad care for you?
Yeah.
They do, don't they? They love you. Now on the screen up there, can you see that girl? Her name is Rita. Can you see her t-shirt? Can you see what it says? It says, who actually cares? I met her about 17 months ago in the heart of a township where they have services for children, but around them it's a very dangerous place. There are gangs and there are guns and there are drug addicts and everything else like that. And many of the children don't feel that anybody really cares about them. Actually, Sarita is very talented. She can talk about three different languages, can translate simultaneously. That's a real skill. So she's a very special girl. But still, she felt that really, nobody really cares about her. And that's why we are there with the children. We want to show them that people, we do care about them.
So our next child is actually not a child. She just turned 14 this week. Jamelia is very, very reliable. She has loved us from the beginning as we have loved her. And she's always ready with a smile and a prayer. And she, like many of the other teens, loves to come over to use our internet. She loves high-quality headphones, listening to her music. But she's very serious about the Bible studies and other Christian disciplines that we spend with the girls. And she also doesn't steal from us. Some of the other girls do. That's an issue to do with the township folk. But she asks when she has a need. And when she asks, she really means it. And she really does have a need. She doesn't make up a need. She doesn't make up an extra birthday. And so we have blessed her as she has blessed us many, many times over.
Here's another of the girls that we work with. When we first met her, she was very, very beautiful. And then they took two of her front teeth out, and now she's a little shy about her front teeth. She's still beautiful, though, because she's got a wonderful heart. Her name is Bella, which means beauty, as you probably know. Now, here's a girl called Chantiel. Chantiel is there. You see her on the left there, on the right? And she is a teacher. She's only about 13, but she is teaching those children. Can you see the children up there in her backyard? They're just sitting in the dirt, but what she's teaching them is all about Jesus. And she's using a special series of material in Afrikaans, the language which they speak, called the Mailbox Club. I'm interested to know if anyone here has ever heard of the Mailbox Club. It's been running for about 50 years, and they provide wonderful materials for children in just about every language you can imagine. Highly recommended. So Chantelle, there she is. We've trained her up for about 3 months, and now she's with her little group of children who come just up the street where she lives. And this is another club. On a good day, we have five of these clubs running in Avian Park Township. And this is Jamelia with her group sitting in her front room. And as you see, there's about, seven or eight of them. What we were advised by the people who run the Mailbox Club is don't have more than 10 children at a time, or they'll all start shouting. Now, you kids, do you ever shout and talk if you're in a group? You do you? Yes, yes. And at one time, we had about 70 of these children, and we just couldn't get through to them because the noise level was deafening all the time. So now we have this in groups of 10, maximum. This is a young man. He's about 12 or 13 now, and his name is Kanyo. Can you see him? This is Kanyo. Okay, let's have a shout out for Kanyo. Hello, Kanyo.
Hello, Kanyo.
He came to us in our little school, which is called Masterpiece Academy, where we have just a few children, between 4 and 6 children, and they're usually black children like he is, and sometimes they're colored children. Colored is the same sort of as brown, and one or two of them are white. But all of them are children who have not done very well in school. So in this particular school, we have a chance for giving them much closer tuition. And I teach them science each morning, and then on Wednesdays I teach them music, and Lorianne teaches them art on Tuesday afternoon. So that's Kanyo. He's a great guy. After he'd been with us for a year, he then went back into the regular school system, and he was just sailing along, doing really well.
The next one is Chantel. When the girls went through their training to lead mailbox clubs, we celebrated by going out to the gardens where they could do great selfies. They always loved to do selfies, and they got their certificates.
Chantel loves to drive our car. We have a Mercedes, a 2004 Mercedes, but it goes over all the bumps in the township without too much trouble, and we get about 10 children inside this car. And Chantel, she's always telling me how to drive because the indicator doesn't work properly. So if I turn it to go left, it stays there. And Chantel's always, okay, she pushes it off. So she likes to drive the car. She's also told us once that she came to Christ. She found she had Jesus in her heart on the very first training session that we did for the teachers of the Mailbox Club.
She also loves to call us Mom and Dad. And when I was very sick, which many of you prayed over, she actually came up to just visit us. She didn't. She decided not to ask for any food or anything to drink. She just wanted to come up and pray for me. But she did get a ride home.
This little girl looking through the triangle is Paula. Can you see she's got a musical instrument in her hand? It's called a triangle. It's part of the percussion in the orchestra. And what we've been doing here with Paula and the other kids is we've composed a song, and they did it. I played a note on the piano, and then I said, what do you think the next note should be? And we ended up with a complete song. And then we added the percussion and the triangle. And we didn't actually use guitar in this one, but we have the whole song, and we recorded it, and we played it on internet radio. So they had fun doing that.
Oops. The next one is Oompo. Oompo, as you can see, is quite a character. He has ADHD, but he's quite the gentleman and is very spiritual, loves to pray for people, and he's very caring. And he absolutely loved my art classes. He was able to understand art and art history and about Van Gogh and many other artists. Although one day he didn't take his ADHD medication, so he took off his school uniform and wore pajamas. Then his mom came up to me and said, what's going on here? And I said, well, I could say the same of you. But he has been an absolute joy, and I've loved to teach art with them. In fact, I started doing making a coloring book, which we'll share with you in a moment.
Now, why do you think he's got those big glasses on? Anybody got any ideas? Because what? Yes?
Because I think he was driving a car.
No, he wasn't driving the car that time. What he was doing was breaking rocks with a hammer. It was in the science class, and we were showing what happens if rocks get beaten down and turn into soil. And I didn't want any little bits of rock to come back and hit him in the eyes, so that's why he's wearing those glasses. And he loved wearing those glasses. Now, this is quite an interesting experiment. If ever you have a 5-year-old child who is having difficulty drawing or writing on paper, give them a big whiteboard and give them some brightly colored markers. This is the work done by a young man. He's 5 years old, and his name is Deliverance. He probably was meant to be called Deliverance, but at the baptism time, they got a spelling mistake in it, so he's now Deliverance for the rest of his life. And he couldn't write on, he could, really couldn't do anything at all. He couldn't write on paper. But then he just strayed over to the whiteboard one day, and that's what he drew. This is the Lion of Judah. And he has real talent at 5 years old. We'll show you a picture of him a little later.
He's pretty good at drawing superheroes as well. I actually did a series of coloring books of the children's drawings as well. So we included Deliverance's Lion of Judah in there as well. So our next one, these are the farm kids. And we decided, actually we were asked to lead kids club for the farm kids while the leader was away on a mission trip in Rwanda. And the kids didn't want to do very much. Some of them have fetal alcohol syndrome, so they had a little problem to do with behavior. So they didn't want to limbo, they didn't want to sing, they didn't want to dance. But when I explained about my drawings and that I create them in the atmosphere of worship, all of a sudden there was a holy hush. And they were quiet for over an hour. It was like they were worshiping when they were filling in the colorings, or the coloring in the drawings. And then we tried them with many other kids in many townships, in schools, in church, and even here. And the kids love them. So I'm making a coloring book, which will be published in South Africa. But I have 21 printouts of current drawings, and they're also on a little USB that we have also 57 audio devotionals that we have for sale later on.
I think we've just got one more picture to show you. This is Deliverance. I just talked to you about him. So he's a sweet kid. His nose was running for the first 6 or 7 weeks that we were with him.
And he still insisted on hugging and kissing me. We're allowed to do that in South Africa.
So this little stick, which Lorianne was talking about, there are 57 of her ways to grow in God on there. They've all been broadcast on our CWCP internet radio station. You'll find everyone is a gem. We'll see you outside later if you would like to. So thank you very, very much for coming up to the front, girls and boys. I hope that you got a little taste of South Africa, where we are spending our time mainly with children just like you.
So we also have a little gift for the God Squad. We've been blessing kids, not just in South Africa, but here. So here I have 21 coloring sheets that your leaders can photocopy and you can color.
Perfect. Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of the congregation, not only for telling your story, but also, you know, when you guys came to me 2 years ago and said, we're going and we're leaving everything and we're going to South Africa, I thought, they're nuts. But God bless them and keep them. And then I've been reading their blog. By the way, if you want to sign up for their blog, you're welcome to do so at the back. They'll be waiting for you. And they are nuts. But they're nuts that are a bunch of blessing. And I just want to say thank you. Do you guys want to help me pray for them? Can you stand up? And what we're going to do, I want you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless Tony, Lorianne in their work in South Africa. May they see Christ's face in every child they support, they feed, they love, and they take care of. And in all things, may they have the strength to carry on. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you all. Blessings be upon you. Thank you, guys. You can go and join whatever it is you came with. I'll put it back together for you right now. And I'm going to invite the prayers of the people to come forward now and start the prayers of the people, please. As a grandparent, one of the great joys that I have now is that I can think about what to do for my grandchildren. this little key fob here has got a whole bunch of resources, and I commend it to you, especially around the art and all the rest of it for the kids. And I also commend going to have a conversation with Tony and Lorianne, find out what they're doing, get caught up on their ministry. And please, if you can, and God is asking you to, please support them in that endeavor. I think that's it. It is into God's gracious and loving world you and I go. We have come together in the presence of God. We have heard the good news of his Son, Jesus Christ. We have shared together at his table. Let us go and be the church. Bless others by the blessing you receive. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.